जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो just like living entity, spirit soul have a particular dharma characteristic, just like water has its dharma liquidity, similarly living entity has a dharma serving seva. You can't separate seva serving attitude from spirit soul. Similarly, Krishna has his dharma, and that is two by nature. One is that Krishna Param Karun Rasik Sekhar Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, his raso vai saha, he is ras, and he is also the enjoyer of rasa, mellow. So that is one dharma. He is always enjoying. That is his dharma. Bhoktaram yagya tapasham sarvaloka maheshwaram sruhut sarvabhutanam gyatvamam santim richyati. Bhokta is the enjoyer of everything and anything that exists in material and spiritual world. He is the only bhokta. That is his dharma. Just like somebody will say that why king did this wrong. That's a wrong statement. King's dharma is that king can do no wrong. That's the first law in the state. A king can do no wrong. The same thing, Krishna, why he is the only enjoyer? That was our question. Whoever is in material world, those living entity question like this to Krishna. Why you are the only enjoyer? I am also an enjoyer. So, this is not our dharma. Living entity is being enjoyed by Krishna. Just like Prabhupada says, very simple, he gives example that you, living entity or a man, whatever you created, whatever you produce that, create that, make that with the idea that I will enjoy. You cook, I will enjoy. You make house, I will enjoy. You produce children, I will enjoy. Krishna is the enjoyer. So whatever Krishna created, Krishna is a creator, and that living entity or demigods cannot have this characteristic or dharma. He is the only one who creates, only one creator, and that is Krishna. Throughout Vedic texts, it is stated, living entity cannot create mosquito, a little, small little mosquito. Even if they can try in their laboratory or in their factories, they cannot create. All other characteristics, most of it, 50 some characteristic, living entity can have. And the demigods and Lord Vishnu, they all have up to 60. But those other characteristic, four other, that he is creator, he is the original creator, eko aham, ahami eva sam, eva gre. Before the creator, all that was existed was me, Krishna. So whatever Krishna creates, that is meant for his enjoyment. Whatever we create, it is meant for our enjoyment. Then whatever Krishna creates, it has to be for his enjoyment. And that's why he is bhakta. He is the only bhakta. Because he created everything. So this is his dharma. Enjoyer. Raso vai saha rasam evayam labdva anandim bhavati. So he is ras and he is rasik sekhar, tester or enjoyer of all mellows. So this is his dharma. Krishna is rasik Another dharma is that he is Rasik Shekhar and Param Karun. He is very compassionate, especially towards his devotees. Very compassionate. Any devotee, whether it is small or big devotee, or pure or impure devotee, he is Param Karun, over compassionate, very compassionate towards his devotees. So this is the main reason for him to advent or descend or appear. He is the source of all incarnation. He is the origin of all incarnation. Ishwaraha Param Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Ardit Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Sahasri Krishna Bhagavan Purushottama Upasya Devo Naha Sarva Avirbhava Karanam. Sikshapatri Swaminarayan. 108 very nice number. Sahasri Krishna. Who is that Bhagavan? Who is that Parmeshwar? Who is that God? That only God? That is Krishna. Saha. Who is Ishwar? Saha. That. Sahasri Krishna. Only God is Krishna. Bhagavan Purushottama. And he is Purushottama and he is Bhagavan. Bhagavan Purushottama. And Upasya Devo Naha. Naha means all of us. Our. Naha. Our Upasya Dev is that Krishna. Upasya Devo Naha. Sarva Avirbhava Karanam. And he is the cause of all incarnations. Avirbhava. Is the cause of all incarnation. So Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. So he is very compassionate. And that's why he says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata vyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamya paritranaya sadhunam. This is the reason. The other reasons he can do by being there in Golok Vrindavan. He can send his representative to establish dharma like Srila Prabhupada and Muhammad or Jesus Christ or whoever. Many, many. He can send somebody. Buddha and so many. Unlimited incarnation. He can send. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam paritranaisa vinasaisa duskritam. That Vinas also, he can do by being there. He can send anybody. Incarnation or Saktavish, Parshuram, Saktavish Avatar. He can do that. He doesn't have to come here. But Paritrana Sadhunam, nobody else can do or nobody he can send who can fulfill that mission except by himself. Mother Jasoda, how are you going to convince Mother Jasoda or Uttapa and Vrishnigarbha? How are you going to convince them that he can send somebody and they can sleep on their lap? Mother Jasoda cannot become happy by one of his incarnation sleeping on her lap. She cannot. Akbar is questioning this to Birbal, who was Vaishnava. See, your God is running like madman, coming here and going there, and but our Allah is not like that. Why your God has to do this? So Birbal says, I'll tell you that 2 days after. So in 2 days, he prepared one maid servant that Akbar had, and Akbar had a newly born baby. And Birbal, he just made beautiful, nice statue, exact similar baby statue, and put clothes on and wrap it up, put the same clothes that his son was wearing, real baby was wearing. He told this maid servant that when we walk along Jamuna, he was living in a red fort in Delhi. So Jamuna was just flowing right there on the bank of Jamuna. It was a red fort. And this maid servant brought this statue baby. And Akbar saw a little bit and Birbal just grabbed the statue baby and threw it into the Jamuna. And immediately Akbar just jumped into Jamuna. Immediately. My baby, my baby, my baby. He just jumped into it. Then when he came out, "See, my dear sir, so many soldiers are walking right next to us, so many of your officers, and so many people are there. Why didn't you order them? They could have rescued your baby. Why did you jump?" "Oh, it's my baby, my baby." So that's why our God comes, that we devotee wants him and we are in trouble. He just descends himself. Nobody else can do this for the devotee. Devotee wants me, so Krishna will come. When a devotee cries for Krishna, then nobody else but Krishna can satisfy them. So that's why Krishna has to come. And that's why he appeared. This is the main reason. Paritranai sadhunam. He appears to save his devotees, to give pleasure to his devotees, to interact with his devotees, to enjoy with his devotees, having sporting pastimes in pleasure groves of Vrindavan, original Vrindavan, on Bhom Vrindavan, on earth planet, in Mathura, India. That Vrindavan, that is her original abode. And he wants to visit his home. So this is how he appears here. He wants to visit his home. This is Vrindavan, is his home. Just that famous story again, that Krishna, he gave boon to Prayagraj, that now onwards you will be the king of all holy places, Prayagraj, Tirtharaj. So then one of these days, Tirtharaj Prayag, he says, "I am the king and I want to call all the holy places and they can come offer me obeisances." And he called all the holy places. All holy places came. But Vrindavan did not come. Mathura Mandal did not come. So Prayagraj asked Krishna that all holy places came, but Vrindavan did not come. And Krishna says, this is his answer, that I made you the king of all holy places, not my home. Vrindavan is his home, abode. This Vrindavan, Bhom Vrindavan. So he wants to visit his home. This is his original abode, Vrindavan. So he wants to visit. And then he wants to fulfill the desire of Vushnigarbha and Uttapa. In their past life, they performed so much tapasya. And then when Krishna appeared, he said, "We want son like you." So they wanted son like Krishna. So Krishna says, there cannot be anybody who is just like me. It has to be me. So then Vushnigarbha, they became as Devaki and Vasudev. They wanted son like Krishna. So he appeared to fulfill the desires of his devotees. So this is the main reason why he appears. Of course, we can go back a little bit to understand why he appeared. Jai and Vijay story also you know. So Jai, Vijay, they can appear 7 times or else 3 times. And then 3 times Krishna also have to appear and then fight with them. They have to appear like an enemy to Krishna, as a demon, rather. And there is another reason also in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, that there is a big story about Radharani and Krishna being in pleasure groves in one of the kunja, Nikunja, with other sakhi than Radharani. And when Radharani came there at the door of that kunja, then she was stopped by one of his friend. He stopped Radharani. So then it's a big story goes on. And nutshell is that they both, Radharani is cursing the friend, friend is cursing Radharani, that 100 years you will appear on the earth planet and then you will have a separation from the Lord. That's why Lord did not return back to Vrindavan for 100 years. And then they tried again Rath Yatra from Kurukshetra. But anyway, so this is also a reason why Krishna had to appear on earth planet. So then we can enter into the 10th canto, how Krishna appears, all the stars and moon and everything in right place, and all the demigods, they pray to Krishna. That was another reason, fourth, fifth reason, that Mother Earth, she was overburdened by demons and sins. So she takes the form of a cow. She appears as a personality, approaches all the demigods headed with Brahma and Lord Shiva, and they go to the coast of ocean and they pray to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu that please help us, we are very much troubled. So Prabhupada tells the story how Krishna comes through Svetadip, this Svetadip, no spiritual world. Svetadip is Vrindavan itself, or Golok Vrindavan. So he comes through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Krishna, he appears first in Kshirsagar, in Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and then he comes on the earth planet. So Prabhupada is giving a story that in general, the Hindu people, they believe that Krishna is incarnation of Lord Vishnu. But Prabhupada gives very good example that I bought a plane in Delhi, came with the plane in New York, and plane landed, and I came out of plane, and the New Yorkers, they say that I came from plane. But it's not that I came from plane. I was existing in India, bought the plane, came through the plane, deplaning in New York, JFK. I was existing. It doesn't mean that plane is my source. I am incarnating from plane. So Krishna is ever existing in his eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan. And he comes, all incarnations comes on earth planet through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Because these demigods, they pray to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Narsimha Mehta sings very good song that Sukha Dukha Manama Na Aaniye Gata Taadyate Gata Sathere Jadiya. The last verse is that Sarva Devane Jare Bhida Padi Samarya Antara Jami Bhavat Bhagi Bhudare Mehta Narasaina Swami. Sarva Devane Jare Dukh Padi Sarva Devane Jare Bhida Padi. When all the demigods becomes troubled or distressful, or demons, they make them distressful, demigods. Sarva Devane Jare Bhida Padi Samarya Antara Jami. They go to the bank of Kshir ocean, and there they pray to Krishna. Sahastra Sirashaha Pirushaha Sahastra Purusha Sukta. They pray through Purusha Sukta. And then Sarva Devane Jare Bhida Padi Samarya Antara Jami Bhavata Bhagi Bhudare. Bhudare means Krishna. Meta Narasaina Swami. Narsing. Swami means Krishna. Narsi, the Swami of Narsi is Krishna. So he comes. So this is the reason that Mother Bhumi, she went to Brahma, Shiva and demigods. They went to Kshirsagar. They prayed to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu and Krishna. And then when he descends, comes to Swargalokas, and then he comes to Kshirsagar and Swargaloka, and then through Kshirsagar, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, he comes to earth planet. And that's why general populace in our religion, they say that Krishna is incarnation of Lord Vishnu. But it is not so. He comes through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. He comes in his original form, original personality of Godhead. So that is Krishna. So this is the main reason why he comes. And he goes then many people besides ISKCON, except ISKCON, they say that Mayavad. Mayavad means that our body is made up of Maya. Maya means five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So our body is made up of this Maya, five elements, Prapancha. Our body is made up of Prapancha, Maya, five elements. So Krishna's body is made up of what? Prapancha. So that is the mistake that they make. But Krishna's body is Sachidanand. Krishna's body and Krishna name, Krishna's soul, Krishna's pastime, paraphernalia, his holy name, non-different, absolute, one and same. Krishna comes with his spiritual form. He doesn't come accepting material body like us. And when he leaves, then they say that Krishna, his soul is gone. His body is here. They're just like hunter at the end of his life, Krishna's pastimes here. Not that he is ending his life, his pastimes. He is ending his pastimes. People say that this hunter, he poke arrow into his feet and he died and he leapt. So if I poke arrow into your feet, would you die? Then how Krishna, who is so powerful personality, he will die? If you poke arrow into anybody's leg or a feet, he will not die. Then how this powerful personality like Krishna will die? That was nimitta. He wanted to wind up his earthly pastime. And that's why first he wanted to send his all Yadavas, his kinsmen. He wanted to send them back because they were so powerful, Yadavas. They can finish this earth planet in snap of a finger. That much powerful they were. He wanted to take them back first. Otherwise, they can create havoc again. So he devised that. Brahmana Srap and the birth from Jambavati's son, Jamba. Story goes like, katha goes like that. So this was his plan. So then Baladev, he went before him. He became a Shesh Baladam. And then he entered into the earth as a Shesh. It is in Prabhas Kshetra, Somnath. You can visit these places where Balaram disappeared, where Krishna disappeared. So Krishna, he wanted to have some reason to disappear or to go back to his eternal abode again. So this last piece of this mushal that was poked into Krishna's feet, that doesn't mean that Krishna can die of this. But he wanted to disappear. In Bhagavat, in 12th canto, at the end, is very, very precisely written that Swatanum, he went back with his Swatanum, with his own Tanu, body. He went back with his own body, not that he left body behind. Swatanum, he ascended, and first he visited all Swargaloka, because the inhabitants of Swarga, the demigods, they wanted to see him before he returns back to home, back to Godhead. So without having the body, how he can appear in Swargaloka? So he had his spiritual body with him. He took the same spiritual body that he had on earth planet. It's written in the scriptures that demigods, they receive Krishna with so much opulence, nice music, trumpets and bugles and garlands and so much jubilation and so much celebration. They receive Krishna. Just imagine, your president of America comes here, so much reception. So this is Krishna going to Swarga, Loka, and demigods' reception. So if he's just going like a soul, you can't see him, because demigods also, our spirit soul. They are just like us, spirit soul. So in order to see Krishna, Krishna has to have a form. How they are going to see impersonal feature of Krishna, Brahma, ya Brahma Jyoti? Can't. So it is precisely written. When he goes back, he goes with the same body. In other words, there is no difference between him and his body. He appears in Swargaloka. And then he goes back to his eternal abode like that. So Krishna and Krishna's body, no difference. Anybody has any question?
The question is, like Krishna is his body. I am not my body. But do I also have a form? Because sometimes, like you say, I'm eternal spirit soul. And generally, the idea of spirit soul is a spark. Even the example is given of a spark from the fire or something. But a spark...
Spiritual soul is not just a spark, but because it is divine and because it's a consciousness, the light, little light emanating from him. Otherwise, spirit soul has his, yeah.
Okay, that was my question. Like, generally, because we don't go into the details, the first impression that comes in our mind in this discussion is that we are an impersonal kind of light. So, but we do have a form.
Yes.
How does that form manifest? Is it always?
It is always manifested, but it's covered. It becomes conditioned, covered up. So that eternal form we can uncover by these practices, bhakti, chanting, worshipping, hearing from pure Vaishnavas. So we can revive ourselves to that pure spiritual form. And that can manifest in this lifetime or next. Whenever you are coming to that point of, like Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu was saying this morning class, that you go beyond the sattva gun, suddha sattva. You enter into suddha sattva. You become triguna atit, turiya avastha, turiya. Beyond three modes of material nature. And you go beyond this line. Demarcation of material and spiritual. So when you transcend, then that very form of yours can be realized by you and others. It is called Siddha Swarup. That Siddha Swarup can manifest. It's not very difficult if you practice right, chanting and meditating on chanting and crying for holy name, crying for Krishna, and your heart melts. Any other question?
Guruji, you mentioned Shiksha Patri, Swaminarayan. They also have another scripture called Vachanamrita. And my understanding is that Swaminarayan is a great personality.
Yes. Akshardham is Golok Vrindavan. Is. And how we can say that? By scriptures. You go through Vedas and scriptures. These words are there. Akshardham, Golok Vrindavan, Krishna Lok, Brahmapur, Brahmalok. Many, many names to this same loka, Golok. But Golok, guy, cows, go, look. The planet of cows, Golok, where Krishna is herding cow. And that's why original form, original personality of Godhead is Krishna in Govinda form or Gopal form. That is his original form. Krishna's original form of God is as a cowherd. He's a cowherd. So Vachanamrita is written, it is spoken, but written by five of their great brahmacharis. Gunatitanand Swami, Muktanand Swami, and Gopalanand Swami, Sukadev Swami. So these five personalities, they wrote Vachanamrita, compiled. And the Kavi in Gujarat, Dayaram Kavi, he wrote into this poetry form. But Shikshapatri is directly written by him. That's the only scripture that he wrote. Sajanand Swami wrote Shikshapatri. Only book, 212 slokas. That's all he wrote. So we have to accept that as it is. So thank you very much. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Radha Krishna Chandra ji ki, Vaishnava Bhakta Vrunda ki, Gaur Premanandi.